Headline: Apostle of Peace here predicts an appalling war in the old world. Saturday, August 31st, 1912, Montreal. Publication: The Montreal Daily Star. Europe heading straight for a terrific conflict, Abdu'l-Bahá declares. The Baha'i leader arrives in Montreal. Canadians should be happy in their freedom from great armaments, says Eastern Seer. Be happy you're in Canada. Live in a magnificent, peaceful country. Be happy. This was the kindly greeting of Abdu'l-Bahá, messenger of peace from the Orient to the Occident, who, as head of the Baha'i movement, has a following of 3 million people in Persia. When he arrived in Montreal from Boston last night to remain in this city for a week, accompanying him were two Persian interpreters, Mirza Ahmad Sarab and Mirza Mahmoud. The party drove at once to 716 Pine Avenue West, where they will remain during their stay. Dr. Amin Farid, the chief interpreter, will arrive on Monday. Abdu'l-Bahá, whose appearance is that of an Eastern patriarch, with white turban and long white robes, expressed himself to a representative of the Star as delighted to be in Canada, whose people should be very happy to live in such a splendid country. He expressed himself as greatly pleased with his mission to the United States, where the message of peace and international unity had been given a splendid welcome. The people of America he had found to be wonderfully keen and alert. In fact, we on this side of the Atlantic were a very wonderful people. Peace message welcomed on this side. The people of the United States, Abdu'l-Bahá said, he had found to be remarkably receptive to the movement, which was, he declared, making good headway on this side of the Atlantic, in most marked contrast to the condition of affairs he had found to prevail in Europe. In the old world, the inventive genius of man now seemed to be turned almost exclusively to the fabrication of murderous weapons of warfare, and these were turned out on such an enormous scale in all lands that Europe today was simply an armed camp. Great war before universal peace. Apparently, the era of universal peace would not be ushered in before a war of colossal proportions had been fought. Such a war would be the most appalling in the world's history. Europe today was heading straight for this. The men at the head of affairs in the various countries seemed to have lost all thought of divine things, and they really walked in darkness. Practically the whole of what the people earned was taken away from them to be applied to the forging of weapons of war, by which the peoples of various lands were prepared to slay one another. In Great Britain, Russia, Germany, France, Austria, and Italy, it is all the same. Every country in Europe was today spending fabulous sums of money in preparations for murderous warfare. And that was why there was so much misery among the masses of the people. The very flower of manhood was taken from productive employments and trained to slay one another. It was supreme madness. A great contrast presented by Canada. What a contrast, said Abdu'l-Bahá, is presented in your country. Canada should be a very happy land, so far removed from such a condition of strife. On this side of the Atlantic, the peace message is well received, but in Europe, there's an apathy, a listlessness, that is distressing. Abdu'l-Bahá will preach at the morning service, 11 a.m., in the Church of the Messiah, Sherbrooke Street West, on Sunday. During his stay, he will welcome all visitors interested in his movement, if arrangements are made by telephone, Uptown 3015.